Blog Talk Radio.
What?
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no fading high. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see is me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my forfeit, stuntin' on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, count a 100 checks, tonight I'ma flex, oh. Rollie no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, oh.
Yeah, I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'ma be around. Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the ties for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas go file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. A Drake and Lee, they thought I died. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal niggas. They did some dribble jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine. I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina. My bitch, Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep the skull, cause these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all are tear off me garments, and I'm all becoming a me apartment. Cool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now, and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. Yeah.
And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Girl, I wind up them bumper. This is the summer controller. Drake from Canada, Beanie Man from Jamaica. The one you murder, Zaga.
Go, go ahead, go ahead, go, go ahead, go, 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 go ahead, go, 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 go ahead.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Getting ready, so I know we gon' be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files. Spending hours in salons on your hairstyle. And in the mall, steady racking up the air miles. Hit the gym, step on the scale, stay at the number. You say you dropping 10 pounds, preparing for summer. And you don't do it for the man, men never notice. You just do it for yourself, you the fucking coldest. Intelligent too, ooh, you my sweetheart. I've always liked my women book and street smart. Long as they got a little class like half days. And the confidence to overlook my past ways. Time heals all, and heels hurt to walk in. But they go with the clutch that you carry your lip gloss in. And look, I really think nobody does it better. I love the way that you put it together.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Well, aren't you a breath of fresh air from all these superficial gold digging bitches in here? They get a ball and figure they ain't gotta pick a career. Guess they plan on sucking dicks until some meals appear. Like, voila, you do it right, he just might buy you a car. Man, she play these suckers just like B.O.B. played a guitar. Now here you are, with your girls having drinks at the bar. I say I'm buying, you decline, that is kinda bizarre. Independent with the demeanor of an R&B singer. Naked ring finger, M3 Beamer, champagne rain, triple white gag. Closet full of brand new clothes and handbags. Alexander McQueen, Prada, Gucci, Chanel, D&G, BCBG, Versace, Louis, and BB. You ain't needy, greedy, or easy as these other breezes who fuck for vials of reason, the bowls of baked ziti.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my NY girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big.
And my LA girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my CO girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, nail done, hair done.
Said go Cinderella, go Cinderella. Orgasm, blush, lipstick, gigacilla. Devil in a tight dress, girl, you a killer. And ain't nobody realer, and ain't nobody realer. Go, 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 go.
Showtime.
Go, 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 go.
Five and a half and boys, asses off the hook. Cinderella about to lose the glass off a foot. And when I find it,
is when I find you. And we could do the things we never got the time to. Better late than never, but never late is better. They tell me time is money, but we'll spend it together. I'm down for whatever, you just lead the way. We go to dinner, y'all don't even look at me to pay. Mature women with more than me were the first to tempt me. And Jason had this girl Tammy with a purple Bentley. How she got it, I ain't never get to ask. I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash. Yeah, but shout out to the homeowners, the girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us a little something extra, should we ever need it. If it sounds like you, then let me hear you repeat it.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Let the nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Let the nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Live streams. You know, we're gonna go live on the Facebook and go live on YouTube and the gram. Okay, Jonah Bay Show. What is it, the 15th? 3/20. 15/2021. Now I am live. Hello. Hello, everybody. How you doing tonight? Hope everyone's doing great. We had a wonderful webinar this weekend. It was off the chain. People really enjoyed it. Thanks to everyone that came out to participate in the webinar. Now, one thing I wanted to go over with y'all is this tonight. Moors look your best, Moors do your best, you know, capping. Looking wonderful in this blue suit, bespoke. Of course, it's custom. I want everyone to know the process that I showed you is equity. And, you know, you can look at the cases like Credit River case and a couple of other cases, and the case that's in, what is the name of that book by the Federal Reserve? Yeah, it keeps on slipping my mind. But anyway, anyone knows the name of the case, just give it to me. Modern Money Mechanics. Thanks, D. Modern Money Mechanics and everything. But the thing is, they never told you it had to be, an equity. And people don't know how to get an equity. To get an equity, either you do an equitable court procedure, administrative process, or you take them into equity court by a bill of equity. Now, what I want to make sure people do is, yo, just because you got your house inside the trust, do not stop paying the mortgage. Just because you're doing this process, do not stop paying the mortgage. I've been foreclosed on years and years ago when I first got into this information. You do not want to see y'all's family face when you kicked out of your house. Yes, you want to pay under duress. That's right, D. You definitely want to pay under duress. And you write the rest and on the check. But so you know you want that money back when you're done with the whole process. But what I taught y'all is not for you to stop paying a mortgage. You stop paying a mortgage when you finish it. When you finish it. I do not want to see y'all homeless. I did not teach that so you could be homeless. I mean, I taught that, you know, first of all, it's another webinar I have to do before you do it. The webinar where your trust loans your straw man $9 billion with a promissory note, and it registers the promissory note and then takes everything that the straw man owns as collateral. You want to do that, right? And then you do a regular UCC where the whole world can see it got a $9 billion loan on it. So you don't want to take this straw man to court because you can't get nothing until this trust gets paid back its money. You know, you want to definitely say, yo, my straw man is worth getting $9 billion in a loan for all the work that it does, all the instruments that it creates and everything, right? So you want to hold off at least until you get that, but I definitely don't want y'all to stop paying y'all's mortgage, you know? And let's talk reality. I gave y'all the laws. I gave y'all the laws on how to do it. I gave y'all the laws on how it protects you. But let's keep it real. Everyone's not going to be able to do it. I told you, you never, ever are going to have a situation where everyone does it. Because if everyone does it, the whole United States will collapse. All right? Now, the people who do it right, the people who do it first, the people who overstand it will get it done. And that's all you need. You got to make sure you're the best, the brightest, and the first. That's what you're looking to be. Now, you know, I said I was going to go over the credit river case a little bit and give y'all some more background on what it is that the trust is doing for you and the whole nine. But I'm going to go, and by the way, today is going to be a short show. It's my birthday this weekend. I'm not going to be working hard, man. I'm gonna take some time off, y'all. It's not going to be a show Wednesday. Too close to my birthday. I'm going to be chilling, having a good time. I never get time off, so I'm going to make sure I take the time off. I'm going to go to 202-251, talk to someone real quick. Greetings. Greetings. Peace to the God. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. 202.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was about to say, oh, man, we got some problems. What's up, my brother? Did you get a chance to check out the webinar?
Brother, it was lovely.
Oh, man. So tell us about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want the people just to hear me. I want them to hear it for themselves, someone who attended. What you think about it? Did it give you exactly what you expected and what you need?
I think it gave me a little bit more than I expected, but it was definitely giving me a way to help my family, because I was in the same situation that you were in with the that's a hard feeling when all your shit is sitting out in the yard. So I did go through that.
Right, you don't want to go through that, man. Yo,
no, they don't want to go through that.
It was a tough situation.
And
embarrassed.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. I thought I had everything because I was using the bankruptcy route, and I sent all the paperwork to the sheriff and everything, but they just ignored it. So,
right.
And then once we know,
the bank is considered a natural person, and we wasn't. It was no way we could beat them.
Yeah. So
you know. It's things you just don't know that doesn't protect you. I mean, and I was especially dumb. I was especially dumb because the mortgage was like, I think, 1,200, 30 years ago. It was 1,200. Mm-hmm. I was. They put the mortgage, the actual, they was going to split it in half of what I owed, and they was taking the payments down to $550, right? And I refused to take it. I was so stupid. I refused to take it. I thought, you know, they going to do that. I must be in the right, and boom, I won this already. Man, listen, they flipped it back around, lost everything.
They weren't even trying to work with me. I think one of the persons I talked to, they was like, they didn't have to work with me, so they could just take it. So I was like, well, I ain't letting you just take my joint. So yeah, we was battling. And I'm glad I kind of started reading the Banking Act, because you touched on when you hit it. I had to show my dad. I had the same thing highlighted that you pointed out, and I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But because I had done that, it was making sense before you got to the other lines. It's like, it's because of
right. Right.
And everything.
But the whole key is you got to be in equity. You got to be somewhere where your rights are protected by.
Right. And all the points that you put in, I haven't got through all of them, but I guess Sunday I was up reading from early that morning.
Oh, I went heavy into equity laws, and the equity laws is like none of that, like unilateral contract. That's no go. That's a no go in equity law. This is why you want the trust to be in equity, man. It's plenty of things that they're doing that's just not correct according to equity.
Right.
This is why they wanted to separate. They wanted to unite at law with equity law, so you don't know how to use it. You know, anytime you go in there, you don't do what is called a bill of equity. You're in at law. And when you're at law, you're a straw man. You're a straw man.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You know.
What was it? Another? It was something else that you had touched on. And I thought that was cool. We had the brother from England that showed up on the line also.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to help those brothers in England and Canada more, but I would have to do way too much studying to even get up to speed with their laws. I don't know.
Yeah,
no law there. No law.
I found Bermuda's constitution because of all this travel ban stuff. I was looking that they're talking about anyway. I was looking at how they operate. So I actually found their constitution, but it was in the English law. I knew where to direct that gentleman because I had just found it like a week earlier, so I couldn't put my hands right on it when we were there. But the class was great. So I should be back home in a little bit off early today. So I'm gonna get back in there and start reading some more. Of that equity those points that you put in there. Yeah.
That's what's up.
And I need to see if I could tie it into some other studies. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, you know, when we perfect this, you're going to be able to use this against them for everything when it comes to banking.
I saw that. That's my dad asked. Can we use that? Like banks are banks. They all. It's all
yeah, it's no limit. It's no limit. It's no limit.
Yeah. So I'm interested to
see what they're going to try to do to counteract it. You know, first they're going to let it go through, and then they're going to try to counteract it when more people start using
Exactly. Yeah, so, I was thinking that's like, I need to get on the stick so I can see if I can get in the house.
Right.
Get a house for free.
Yes, sir.
Then roll back over there. Absolutely, bro.
Peace, God. Now, my son will be getting the DVD ready with the template. So all y'all that missed the webinar, y'all get a chance to actually template. And for all of y'all that was on the webinar, of course, we're going to give you the copy of a webinar and the template for a reduced price, like half price from the normal price of getting it. So I know you can't wait for it to drop, for sure, for sure. Everyone like, yo, I want the template. I want the template ASAP, man. Fuck that. I want that template. But I'm bringing it to you. You know, he's working on it ASAP. All right, so I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 616-723. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. I am thankful and grateful that large sums of money and good health flows to me quickly and easily and freely. And
absolutely,
I wish the same
yes.
for you. You and your family and the entire listening audience.
Ashe.
I'm sorry I missed the webinar on Saturday, but I plan to get it as soon as it's up. I'll do my best to get it as quickly as possible. How many people were on the webinar, Jonah?
I don't like saying it.
Oh, you don't?
Nah.
Okay, well, I see it when I get the webinar.
A reason why I don't like bringing that to people's attention, I don't want anyone counting. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
It's real
easy. It shows when you watch the webinar, the DVD copy or the email copy.
Yeah, it'll tell you at the top. I just don't like no one, you know, counting my pocket.
I got you. Well, I'm hoping that many, many people buy the electronic copy from you, and I will be one of them.
It's always that you get way more people that's gonna buy the DVD and the template, you know. But it definitely went well. It definitely went well. The webinar, you know, and most of those people got on the day of.
Right.
I thought it was only going to be like 20 people, right? And then, boom, I was taking a nap, and then everyone just started coming in, you know?
Yes. Probably waiting on that stimulus check to drop.
Man, yo, I want a stimulus check just to get one. I've never had one. I've never gotten
me neither.
And I'm supposed to get the PPP. They don't never give me the PPP.
Mm-hmm.
My son almost got it, and then he didn't get the PPP either. You know, just said he ain't qualified after they said yes. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I haven't gotten one yet, and I thought about the fact that, you see, if you're in the private and you're in an express trust, you shouldn't be touching that.
That's what's doing it. I think all my EINs are private. That's what's happening. I think I might try it with the new EIN that I got online with the social and turned it into TEFRA. I'm going to try it with that one. And if that one don't work, I give up.
Well, I haven't set up my...
I would love to get a $200,000 loan from them, a $300,000 loan from them.
Ooh, yeah.
I'll take 7,000. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take whatever.
Yeah.
But if I'm gonna go, I want the largest one I could get.
Absolutely. And open up, I don't know, create jobs or housing for people, like who is that? Robert Kiyosaki said that when you borrow money from the government to
buy land, a whole bunch of acres. Somewhere.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, there was a group of black people that got together and bought, you know,
right
close to 100 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there you go, to set up their own city, their own country.
I'm keeping my eye on that because I'm interested. I mean, for all we know, I might move into their community, see what's going on with
it. Okay, that sounds like a plan. Sounds good.
Right.
Pull it in, we'll keep things private, you know?
I mean, I don't have to be the owner. I don't have to be the one in charge. I just want to be around good people that think like me.
There you go. Set people from the same school, have the same school of thought. That's right.
Exactly. I don't require them to be identical to me. No need. But, yeah, that's definitely where I would like to head is, you know, a community of our own. And this time we keep it to ourselves. Because, you know, it's a lot of cities out there, a lot of states that we founded. And we lost control of them. We just recently lost control of Detroit. We've had control of Detroit a long time, and we were the ones who set Detroit up. But, yeah, we gotta teach our kids politics and how to run trust, because all government is trust. So I'm harping on it. You know what I mean? But wonderful talking to you.
And you as well. Thank you.
Ashe, peace. Now, I want y'all to also keep in mind, when y'all doing the process that y'all learned with the webinar, keep on doing your affirmations. Keep on doing your affirmations. You're going to do an affirmation to make sure that goes through for you. You know what I mean? Tenacious, what up, homie? You want to give yourself, I've talked to so many people that came this New Year's and did the money ritual. And they're like, yo, man, everything they doing is turning good. Everything they doing has been materializing. They've made so much more money. Y'all want to get yourselves in the habit of doing your affirmations, doing, you know, those affirmations to make things happen for you. There's no rich person alive that doesn't do affirmations. It's the poor that doesn't do it. Now, New Year's is coming up. You know, it's Friday, right? It's my birthday. It's Friday. I am going to get on and do a quick little ceremony with y'all live, you know, to jump that New Year's off, to get you working on what you want to materialize in your life the same time that the earth, the planet, is working on bringing things to life. So I'll be seeing y'all Friday just to do that little ritual. Be ready for it. You know what I mean? I'm going to be on live and we're going to do it. I think I'm going to do it at 9 o'clock. 9 is the number of completion. That's why I picked the number 9. All right? Ashe, ashe. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't had time to wave at y'all on Facebook Live. I would have loved to wave at everyone. I'm kind of live too. But let's go over this Credit River case real quick so y'all can see what I'm saying about equity and how, if you're in a trust, you're in equity court, the rules of equity applies to the trust. That's all that applies to the trust. And how you're going to flip it that this bank didn't give you equity. It says, Credit River case. Martin V. Mahone was a justice of the peace in Scott County, Minnesota in the 1960s. The 1967-68 Minnesota Legislative Manual states, justice of the peace are elected for 2-year terms in townships and cities and villages, which do not have municipal courts. You heard that? Cities, townships, and villages do not have municipal courts. Keep that in mind. Justice of the peace have jurisdictions over actions arising within a county when the amount involved does not exceed $100 for civil cases and when the punishment for the fine does not exceed $100 or 3 months imprisonment in criminal cases. Now, it says, Minnesota state court system in 1968. Minnesota Supreme Court, you know what? I forgot to put this in chat. Let me put this in chat, where I'm reading from, so y'all can fact check me and make sure I'm reading what's there and not making up my own shit. Here it is. It's in chat. Y'all click on it and read with me. I'm right where it says Minnesota State Court System in 1968 in bold. All right. Minnesota Supreme Court, Court of Last Resort, hears appeals from the district courts. Some matters can be brought directly. District Court, Court of General Jurisdiction, has original jurisdiction in all civil and criminal matters. Hears appeals from the courts of limited jurisdiction. Courts of limited jurisdiction. Probate, municipal, justice of the peace. Yo, stop calling me on my phone. What's the matter with you? What the fuck's the matter with y'all? I don't understand how people call me while I'm on my show. You're messing up my live stream and everything else, man. Cut that shit out. Yo, stop calling me. Yo, what's the matter with people? Especially people know when you're hitting a button on them. Why the hell would they keep on calling? Oh. Oosa. 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 Anyway. Because of the decision of jurisdiction of the peace of courts carry no mandatory authority, that is, there is no lower courts that would have to follow them, they are not published. Jerome Daly was an attorney in Minnesota and also a defendant in an unlawful detainer action in the Justice of Peace Court in Credit River Township, Scott County. Martin Verhoon was the Justice of the Peace. In this case, the First National Bank of Montgomery versus Jerome Daly. The bank was seeking possession of the property that it had already foreclosed on. The jury decided against the bank. The landowner's defense had been that the bank had not lent him any actual money, but had simply created credit on the books, and therefore, since nothing of value had been advanced by the bank, it was not entitled to the property that had been given the security for the loan. Although Daly did not ultimately prevail in this case, he has celebrated by many of those who groups and individuals that practice law on the edge, as we call it, our Pathfinder of Law on the Edge, sovereign citizens, common law courts, patriot groups, tax protesters. Now, it says, retaliated litigation did not produce public decision in Minnesota Supreme Court. On July 11, 1969, Mr. Justice Donald Peterson, acting for Minnesota Supreme Court. And by the way, y'all, they killed this judge that gave him the case. They killed him. How miraculously he died. Minnesota and Jerome Daly, counsel for plaintiff in the action brought by one Leo Zern against one Roger D. Derrick in the Northwest National Bank, Minneapolis, to the show cause why they should not be permanently restrained from the further proceedings in the justice court. In addition, Justice Peterson ordered a stay of all further proceedings before the justice of the peace, pending a final determination on the questions raised by Northwestern National Bank's petition for the writ of prohibition. Although the stay order of Justice Peterson was served on the Justice of the Peace and Mr. Daly on July 11, 1969, they intentionally and deliberately disregarded it this day. And on July 14, 1969, the Justice of the Peace, upon motion by Mr. Daly, entered the findings of fact, conclusion of the law, and the order for judgment in favor of Zern. In response to our order on August 12, 1969, directing the Justice of the Peace, Mr. Daly, to show cause why they should not held in constructive contempt of the Supreme Court of Minnesota for this conduct. Mr. Daley appeared personally in his own behalf before his court on August 21st. He advised the court that he had authorized to represent the justice of the peace in the proceedings. After noting that he was making a special appearance, Mr. Daley and the attorney at law admitted that the practice in this state acknowledged that both he and justice of the peace intentionally violated the order of the Justice Peterson because, in their opinion, neither this court nor Justice Peterson had jurisdiction to the issue. Although the death of Justice of the Peace, August 22nd, 1969, had rendered the proceeding against him moot, it is our judgment that the conduct of Jerome Daley was contemptuous. It is the order of the court that he be temporarily suspended from the practice of law in the courts of this state effective October. So, what did they do, the banks do, to shut him down? They killed the judge that was on his side, and they disbarred the actual lawyer, Jerome Daley. You don't think they had cause? You don't think they were shutting it down? The thing was, if they was let this be presidents, it would have killed all foreclosures everywhere under the new system, the New Deal. So they had to find some way to destroy it. And that's what they did. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. But see, let me point one thing out to y'all. A straw man, a 14th Amendment citizen, it cannot own property. It cannot own property. So they were able to do what they can do to the straw man, to the illegis, because it could never own property in the first place. The straw man, the illegis, is what you call serfdom. It's under the feudal law. So this is why when you want to own something, you have to put it in trust. And the trust isn't a part of the feudal system. It's not a U.S. citizen. So therefore, it can own something and be fully protected by the Bill of Rights of y'all's constitutions on the federal level and on the state level, more importantly. So let's talk about this for a minute. I'm going to call her 702-807. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. How are you?
Same, brother. I'm great. Wonderful, great. Great to be here.
Ashe.
Everybody else here, too.
Ashe.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that consideration right there. Well, the whole thing about that is very interesting. How they just went. Now, is this court case, was this in state court?
It was in the state court that they had it. First, it was in a township court. And I read in the beginning of the case that they had jurisdiction over the townships, 100%. But then they tried to come back and say, oh, no, they didn't. So they playing games.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Right. So that was the municipality. Because that's what the town.
There was no
municipal
court on the township. So the judge of the township had authority to cite what he cited and do it in his favor. See, the thing is, when they go into the county courts, that's when they're trying to do a writ of possession, right? A writ of possession.
Right.
They want to treat you like you're a renter and you didn't pay your rent. Now, since he was a lawyer, he knew how to present the argument, and he had a trial by jury. Which normally in those lower courts, they don't do a trial by jury. But at that time, they were still doing it. And he bust their ass. They didn't have a defense. So he won, and they tried to shut it down. And the only way they could shut it down was to disbar him and to kill the judge that went along with him. But the judge went along with the law. You know, that's what... what's the name's Modern Money Mechanics is talking about that case right there where they had the bank CEO come in and say, yo, we don't loan money. We don't loan money.
That's
you know, and it was on the record. So it was no, it was no way that he wasn't going to win. But see, when it went up to the higher courts and they tried to do a retrial, they wouldn't let him pull the bankers in no more. They wouldn't subpoena witnesses and stuff like that. They started cheating. See, here's the thing. Now, you might say, well, Jonah, that's what you're trying to say with the webinar, and you're doing it, you know, with the trust. Well, I told you, if you attended the webinar, you would know that the whole lawsuit happens outside the court. It happens in the private. They don't want this stuff on the public
record.
Right. They don't want it on the public record. So a lot of your remedy is in the trust, in the private.
Right.
That's what they need you to do, is put things in the private.
Okay.
You can come to a settlement in the private. Like when we bring these cases and this law up now, they often tell us, oh, do you want to do arbitration? They want it in the private. They don't want it, you know, in the public. And they'll give you a remedy in the private. So that's why it's important for you to know how to keep things in the private and do it under the trust in the private.
So you basically, so in with you, the webinar you got, you basically telling them that you basically discharge the house based off full faith and credit.
Well, it's based off of fraud too. I gave them equitable set off. This is equitable set off is a OCGA 23-2-76, which is a code for equity. And it says regarding a set off, equity generally follows the law. But if there is an intervening equity not reached by the law, or if the set off is of an equitable nature, equity shall take jurisdiction and enforce the set off. Which means if it didn't follow any of the rules of equity, equity will force it to set it off. So you're going for equitable set-off, which is the same as discharge.
Right. No doubt, right. That's what I was kind of looking at. I'm like, damn, it's kind of one and the same. It's like, yeah, it's discharge, right. Okay, so now, so what happens to now, you know, okay, when you sign that deed and then you turn around and sign the promissory note, that, okay, when you sign the deed or whatever state you're in, you sign.
That doesn't matter because what you're talking about is for the straw man. The straw man can't win it. The straw man can't own nothing. So you got to think of it that you stop attacking it as the straw man. And you have to attack it as the trust. What allows the trust to make the claim is the trust lent. And this is the new webinar I'm going to be doing in a few weeks. I'm going to show you how to have the straw man, the trust lend the straw man $9 billion promissory note, which allows the trust to own everything as collateral for the straw man. And then the trust can go in and say, hey, listen, I'm the owner of this house. I got equitable interest. The house is in the trust name, and it's mine because I loaned the straw man $9 million. Now, being that it's mine now, I got a question. When did you give consideration? When did you lend money?
And it can do that.
That's
got to go back to the previous owner, right? I got you.
Yeah, it can do that.
Go back to the straw man, but it's the owner. Right.
And OCGA talks about suppression of a fact as fraud, and it tells you about you can do a subpoena for production of documentary evidence in a motion to quash or modify or denial on condition, which means that you can say that they never lent you money by their own paperwork. And OCGA equity law also says setting aside a sale or contract for inadequate, great inadequacy of consideration, joint with a great disparity of mental ability in contracting and bargaining, may justify equity in setting aside a sale or contract. See? So I gave y'all all the equitable laws to break down what you said. And then you got to understand, I don't care what kind of mortgage you have, you've been set up in fraud. Because on every mortgage, they call you a tenant in common. A tenant in common means you don't own the property by yourself. It's somebody else that owns the property with you. Well, why does somebody else have to pay money to get this to own this property with me? I'm the only one making a mortgage payment. I didn't go into a mortgage payment thinking that I have to share this property with someone else. It's a tenant in common, which means she didn't own property at all. She would have shared ownership with another person who did not give any consideration. Right? So, yo, you can't have me as a tenant in common. That's fraud. You know, so it's main points that I'm bringing out that's inside the actual contract, which you call your promissory note in deed, that reveals it's fraud.
No doubt. Right. Now, the question is, once you give this to the CFO or the CEO, because they're the only two people that you can really give it.
There's more people. In the webinar, I go into the National Currency Act of how these banks are set up. Each bank has to have at least five people that owns 10% of the company stock. And each one of those people promises that they will not knowingly allow anybody in their organization to break the law of the National Currency Act. So you send it to all of those people, plus the CEO and the CFO.
Okay. So for instance, you send that to them, and then just say hypothetically they don't respond or do anything, so then you have to go ahead and go through with the lawsuit, right?
Okay. Now, that's a great question. And inside the webinar, I showed them you shouldn't have to. Some people will have to, but you shouldn't have to. What that means is, hold on one second. Compulsion to litigate. Equity, OCGA 23-1-21. Equity will not force a person to litigate in order to have done what they ought to have do and willing to do voluntarily. I shouldn't have to sue. I shouldn't have to go into court for this.
Okay, so you basically
that's the difference between equity law. But you are going to have some shysters that's going to not try not to give you what you want. But this is why you're going to do administrative process with this. You're going to give them 3 times to reply. When they don't reply and all that, you're going into equity court just to have them officially, they're going to be officially under latches, under latches.
Right.
Because if they don't answer you in the private, they can't answer you in the public. See, what I'm trying to tell you is equity law is different than at law. They have a sound book that they have to follow in equity, and they don't have much wiggle room. See, so their job is going to be to try to keep you out of equity court But you're going to be in there because you're a trust. That's the only way the trust can be. Now, while you're in there, they're going to try to challenge if the trust owns the property. This is why I said that you're going to have to, the trust is going to have to loan the straw man $9 billion so it can be the holder in due course. You see what I'm saying?
So
it's still a webinar I got to give y'all to make this work.
Right.
What you said?
Lawful money as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
$9 billion. Okay.
Right.
I got you.
You know, I've been setting y'all up. Yeah, it's going to be before the month. Well, it's not going to be before March. It's going to be in April, but yeah. He like, yo, man, try to do it. I don't think, I think 3 weeks is good, Derek, because if I do 2 weeks, a lot of people got to pay rent, mortgage, and stuff at that time. I'm conscious of what people have to pay. You know what I mean? So I try to do it on an off week.
So you're going to have to, so this will, you're going to have to wait. You're still going to have to wait that 90-day period, correct?
You are. See, let's say if you got the house, you just bought the house, right? You need 90 days for it to show up on the books of being a debt, right? Then you got 90 days, it got to show that you put it in the trust, and the trust is the owner. On the seventh month, you'll be able to go into it. You understand?
Okay, now again, now different people have different states have different equities, and so some people
you got different equity laws. They're gonna have to study. I just gave Georgia. I didn't give every state's equity law. I don't know it. Every state's equity law is the exact same equity laws, but the number of it is gonna be different. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if they have equity of a misled party, it's going to be there in Washington, Virginia, New York, Florida, California. It's going to be there, but it's going to have different numbers to it. So you are going to have to learn your own state's equity laws. I pulled mine out of the official annotated of Georgia.
Got you. Got you. So, Jonah, if you were to get the PPP or any of those, would you be able to get them an instrument?
Say that again.
I said, if you were to get one of them loans, the PPP or one of them loans, would you be able to give them an instrument for that?
I don't know. I ain't never did that. I don't know.
You have to read the terms.
You have to read the terms. Just like they could have a term inside the PPP loan that you can't do according satisfaction. And if it's in there, then you can't do it. But if it's not in there, you can do it.
Gotcha.
All right. Gotcha. Wonderful talking to you, brother. Peace to the God.
All
right. He's going heavy. The shoreman is a state person being on the Someone in the chat on Instagram Live said the straw is a state personhood being utilized by private personhoods. The states and banks can rip someone apart by presenting the issue in one of the agreed upon street names that they have accommodated. Absolutely. This is why you go in as a trust. You don't go in as the straw or any of those names. You got to go into as someone that was created, some person that was created by you without the United States. And it has to be what we call a natural person. A natural person. Because they control all statehoods that they had anything to do with when it was created. All right. So Let me go to the next caller. I'm going to 612-578. Peace to the God, please.
Peace, peace, Jonah Bay. Yo, that was a butt dial, man. I was just listening, but check it out. Out here in that county, the next county is one of the richest counties in the country, and what they've been doing is they honor satisfaction in the court, right?
Yes.
They honor a court in satisfaction. What else I wanted to say? Goddamn, I lost my thought because I was just listening. They honor the court of satisfaction. And also, this is a heavy non-judicial state. And I wanted to ask you, what's more better for us during our administrative process? Non-judicial, which means we do all our presentments in the private, and you communicate with this
yes,
publication called
it's
Finance and Commerce, and it's called the Minnesota Legal Ledger. So they don't even the judge don't even want to deal with you.
It allows you, and that's what they're saying when it comes to trust. We don't want to have nothing to do with it. It's y'all's business, right? So when you're a trust and you're dealing with a bank, it's trust to trust. Now, if the bank doesn't agree, then your trust takes its trust to court, and we start breaking down the trust paperwork, the bank's trust paperwork. The bank don't want no one to see its trust paperwork. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so you mean to tell me? So you mean to tell me? If you asking me for mine, you got to show me yours.
You're the one suing, so they ain't even asking you for yours. But you don't care if they do.
And upon request, they got to reveal the citizens and all of that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
So hold up. Let me get this right. Even in the court of equity and chancery, that's still a discovery? Still called a discovery?
No, that's a discovery. That's what I went over inside the webinar. Listen.
All right.
The banks still follow the National Banking Act. Everything in that law, it has to do. Those are the documents you're subpoenaing. And you will get the document that says that the bank can't lend money. I don't need no one to come in and testify when I got the document.
Okay.
Part of their filing with the comptroller.
Check it out, Jonah. This question is relevant to what we're discussing. But this is a little along the sides of, okay, you know how you teach us, okay, boom, you take your allegiance, boom, you do your DBA, you transfer all your allegiance property to your spiritual self.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, now I'm Nobu Day, I'm in my spiritual self. Now years ago you schooled us, I had got a 9-8 number from my tribal government. I seen somebody get locked up playing with those, so I was like, okay. Is it the same process since my tribal government is not a person, it's more society? See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right? So now I take Noble Day, he owns all of, you know, John Doe's assets. Now do I give all of the Noble Day's assets to my tribal government?
I keep my tribal government and I keep my personal trust separate.
So Jonah Bay don't
because
get his
I have
for the
a
Jonah
tribal
Bay
government. Whereas if the people can't get their own done, I have them come into that society. Right.
All right. That's where we at. Right. So that would be like my family. That's not really. That's behind a lot of processes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right. But you saying me personally, Noble Bay?
Me personally, my personal Jonah Bay is separate. I know how to protect myself.
Okay. Okay. Now you know where
see,
I'm going.
I'm the representation.
Remember that.
Goes for the tribal government protects the rest of the family. They don't know how to do none of that.
Okay, so when the honor shit was going on, I remember you was like, I ain't putting my shit in this. But
you feel me?
Was that I was with you. We was walking through like I was walking the dog with you. I was following you every step of the way. You was like, it's cool, it's a good concept, but I ain't fucking with you. Right? So I was like, okay, I was taking my time following your steps on that. Now, conceptually, Ali was okay with that, right? He was doing the right
conceptually,
thing. Conceptually,
it
that's
is correct
people.
To do that for the people.
Members, for your society members,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, that's weird. That's weird. You got to give me 2 minutes to break that down. You saying, okay, I already got my own 9-8. Stay in
it's
my place. Stay my natural person.
You know it's serfhood, right?
Don't.
It serfs him. He becomes the king of his society.
But it's positive because I'm a noble ruler.
It's
so
positive if people want to get down with
I'm
that.
I'm going to be noble. I'm going to be kind to
you
myself.
You
got to
understand that most people are followers. That's cool for him to do that, right? For them.
Indeed.
I'm not a follower, so that can't – I got to have my own kingdom.
Right. I got it. Now. Shimuru Khan Tribal Government 9-8. I'm doing business. I do my 86 and just get a DBA, right? Or I'm doing business as a LLC. I haven't done LLCs. Every since you told us this, I just go I go 26 USC. I don't give a fuck what I do.
Yeah, you could do either one depending on how it's gonna interact with the public.
Okay. Now, lastly, I had a meeting with a sister from Ghana. She's a tribal chieftain. This shit is hot, right? Ghana stopped, they ceasing all business with European nations. So I get a call through a third party. She be on the show. A lot of people around the world, you know, they ear hustling, right? So she's ear hustling Shaka's show. She is one of the tribal chieftains in Ghana. They control all of the motherfucking shea butter coming off the West Coast. She's like, listen, I could do business with you, but I'd rather you be in an indigenous capacity. I'm like, oh, boom, I'm a Moor. She was like, I know, I listen to Shaka's show. I want to fox with you. She was like, yo, boom. I said, yo, we do contract, we do the good old boys. She said, yo, let's do a treaty, and you pay me with silver for all of the chocolate and coffee that you want.
Okay.
Right? So, treaty. Am I private capacity or tribal government to tribal government? Am I noble day as a, just a businessman, or I'm going, you know what I'm asking you? I'm going treaty. She's
I would personally do it. It's like Noble Drew Ali said, get a new name and do commerce in a new name. So you already know you want to do it in a name. You want to do it in a trust.
Okay, so the Shimuru Khan tribal government doing business as so-and-so exports.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm good.
All right, peace, God.
I love you, brother. I appreciate you. Be easy.
I love you, too. No doubt. Peace.
Peace.
All right, we going to another phone call. We going to, please, people. Everyone keeps on calling me. I'm doing live. Stop calling my phone, man. And you don't have a consultation, so I don't know why you would be calling me anyway. Anyway, 917-832. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, peace. Yo, that was me with the God was speaking in reference to having that that entity, having another entity. That's how it's supposed to go when you have that.
Right.
Yup. Yo, John, let me ask you something. You were speaking about earlier in reference to, you know what I mean, you could still get a stimulus check by just being in another entity class?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Those stimulus checks are meant for United States citizens or people that do business in the United States. Now, if I have an entity that is not effectively connected to the United States, but it is connected, I should fall into that category.
Right.
And if it's set up with the bank account, it's a real entity, it has its DBAs done or stuff like that, or it's an LLC and has its articles. I'm supposed to get it, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So far,
honestly, I hadn't done
so far
in like 5 years, man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I just had like 5 years, and then I set up my EIN, you know what I mean? And honestly, I haven't done nothing with it.
Yeah. So, you got to start thinking about how to do commerce with it and start utilizing it. And then, you know, the government is giving people money to start businesses. You can even just be starting it and get a PPP.
But what, I need a DUNS number for that?
You might want to get the DUNS number.
Or do I just use the EIN itself?
EIN, I think you got to look it up and see what the qualifications are. But I think it's bank account, the EIN, the organization document, whether it's the DBA or if it's a articles of incorporation or association or something like that.
Okay. Right.
No doubt. But I think.
Yeah, I got one more question for you, John. Though.
Okay.
You heard?
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. I went through a administrative process. This is a custody issue, right? So I went through the administrative process, doing that, boom. Whole process they allow. The court for some reason allowed the lady to come back in 6 months after the fact. So how am I going to rebut that? And I'm like, yo, that's an violation of my due process,
that
right?
What the court allowed her to come back for?
6 months after default on a custody case. You know, when you're doing a divorce and custody,
uh-huh.
All right, I put the paperwork in, everything went through, the whole process from start to finish. Boom.
It's just for custody.
She don't answer until 6 months later. 6 months later. You see what I'm saying? I said, hi.
Is it just
I said
for
to the court,
custody?
I said, how y'all going to entertain a case like this after 6 months? It's a violation of my due process.
Is it just custody or child support?
No, it was custody and divorce. Because it's the same issue, it's a family issue. So since I was married at the time.
Child support is in there, brother. They're doing it. They're trying to
get I already got rid of that. I already got a letter from child support saying that they supposed to pay me back and relinquish all liens against me and pay me back all my money. Now, hold on. They haven't paid me any money yet, bro. Right?
They're trying to come back since March.
Huh?
They're trying to come back. They're trying to rehash it.
Nah,
what I would do
is
I would send the same paperwork.
Check this out. Hold on.
Hear me out.
Sorry.
Nigga, stop asking me questions, and when I go to answer, you cut me off. Don't ask me no questions you don't want to hear the answer. Now, what they do is they'll set up a new court case. They'll set up a new number. And it doesn't have any of the paperwork in it to set you up to do it all over again. So I'm telling you to send the same paperwork you sent the first time into this one right here.
Okay.
All right, peace. I'm out. All right, y'all. That's our show for today. I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Peace out. We out of here. Share to IG. And I'm up out of here.